T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking news.
Well, we are back, Marks and Reese, and some sad news, at least for anybody that's not a New York Giant fan. Joe Judge has been fired. And is that per the information robots?
Yep, rap sheet.
Rap sheet had it, okay. Joe Judge has been fired. I'm not surprised. After there was a report that came out that said that his job wasn't safe. And when Jay Glazer reports that there's a lot of internal strife and there's a lot of unhappy players in the locker room, I mean, I don't know how you would keep him. Forget about the record for a second. But he was embarrassing. That whole 11-minute thing where you're throwing ex-Giants coaches under the bus, you're attacking Ron Rivera and the Washington football team, you're telling everybody, you're bullying everybody, saying, no, I am doing a good job. Don't tell me I'm not doing a good job. I can see the progress we're making. And then maybe the final nail in the coffin was running a quarterback sneak on second and third down on Sunday.
You know what I think it was? I think it was the heat from the city.
Agreed.
I mean, why else would you be thinking about keeping Joe Judge? You had to be talked out of it basically by your fan base mocking you. We're seeing all these other coaches being fired around here. What reason are you keeping Joe Judge?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what
Brian,
reason are
Brian
you...
Flores gets fired. Joe Judge gets retained.
Yeah,
no.
What are we doing?
I agree with you. I think they met with him. Maybe they didn't like what they heard when they met with him, and then they listened and they looked around. And they said, "Do we really want to go in the next season with this guy and go through like this is?"
Not only that, miss out on the opportunity to get one of these coaches.
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe somebody – they may say Brian Flores is who they want.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Right. But, yeah, we were almost
– almost.
Yeah. We wish they would have kept Joe Judge.
Almost.
Now he's out.
Man, good times with
– should we listen to the little speech one more time?
Man, he gave so many of them. I mean, from last year – when he's ranting about us and how they'll never play football that way.
To disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League.
Right.
To disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players.
Two quarterback sneaks in a row.
We will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yo, Giants fans that loved Joe Judge that day, how you doing now?
Yeah. No. No.
There's a major high school program that's out there that would love to have a Joe Judge come in and he would probably be a very good coach. He would. So there you go. Joe Judge fired, according to the rap sheet.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Let's check in with the Jacksonville chapter of the LTBB. And this segment is brought to you by iParkit. Raheem in Jacksonville. Raheem, go ahead.
What's up, bro?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yo.
First of all, I just got to say, Jack Fritzy Fritz, that top 5-5 was greatness, dude. You had me dying. I loved it, man. That's my man right there, Jack Fritzy Fritz.
It's a shame because it's
man.
The last top 5-5 that he's doing after he said the show would suffer if we didn't have top 5-5. Like we couldn't come up with a list of 5 every day.
Dope.
Like, come on,
yo,
man.
That joint was great. I can't even cry. I love that, man. I was dying. But yo,
it was a good
one
today. It was.
It was a good one today. Hey, but Ike,
Yes.
So let me tell you, as the head of the Jacksonville LTBB, and trust me, bro, I was the only boy down here that was in the LTBB, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is all I want to say. At the end of the day,
yes,
Carson helped us win our only Super Bowl that we have. I don't care what nobody say. I will always root for Carson. I will always believe in Carson. And I will always root for him as long as he's not playing the Eagles. All right?
It's pretty simple.
And I just want to say, Philly, let that hate out your heart. It's not healthy, man. Like, y'all will live longer. You'll be more happy people. Like, I've been down here in the sun for 17 years now, yo, and all that meanness kind of left out of me, you know what I'm saying?
Ah.
And up there, it's cold,
yeah.
It's gray all the time. I'm telling you, your attitude changes when you leave for a little bit and you get in the sun, all right? So just let that hate out your heart, y'all, man. Carson never said nothing disparaging about the city. He never said nothing disparaging about the fans. His problem was with the front office. All that boy did was read the room. That's it. You know what I mean? Mm. But look, with that being said, right, fellas, Jalen, as somebody that was annoyed that he was even on the team, I didn't like his game in college. I was annoyed because I knew he was going to start a quarterback controversy. I know how our city works. That being said, that last Washington game, Jalen won me over. I believe in him. I believe in Nick Sirianni. And I think that we have a puncher's chance in this game on Sunday. What I need to see from Jalen is him keeping his eyes down the field, going to his checkdowns the way he's doing, and running when he needs to run and not at the first sign of trouble. Mm. So I think we may be all right, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think if we run the ball effectively, if we control that clock, we will be all right, and we won't. At least we won't get blown out. You feel me?
Yeah.
Victory Monday with Ibrahim. Thank you.
I will say this, and Jalen has gotten better at not just leaving the pocket after one read. I mean, he's certainly got much better at that. He's a much better passer as far as, I think, being confident throwing the football.
Yeah.
I think the little respite from not having the passing game be the driving force of the offense took some of the pressure off of him. It took some of that pressure off of him. And so I do believe that helped him out. But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're ready to be in a shootout and win a shootout.
With Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
But it is for me, it's a matter of, because this is what we've seen with Hurts, is that if they're not scoring early, that's when he's starting to try to do too much, and that's where you could see him, you know, because listen, earlier in the season when they were putting up yards and points late, a lot of that was him, you know, leaving the pocket and running, and he was getting 15, 20 yards a chunk.
Yeah.
So today's the anniversary, 2003, Jack. So we're almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
To an iconic game. 4th and 26.
20 years, wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
4th and 26.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
January 11th, 2003. We know how it ended. Mm-hmm. Jack, did they win that game?
Believe it or not, they did.
They did win.
One of the worst interceptions I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, easily, especially in a postseason interception. It was a terrible throw.
But not the worst of Brett Favre's career.
No, he had a lot of those.
A lot of those.
I will tell you this. Other than it being 4th and 26, and we know the McNabb to Freddie Mitchell play, that's sort of the iconic play there. The other one is Dalt catching the interception off of Brett Favre. What's underplayed in that game is how well Donovan played in that game, rushing and throwing the ball. I think he ran for over 100 yards in that game.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. It was close to 100 yards.
I'm going to have to
Google
it right now. 17-14 was the final score.
That was the final score?
Right? No. That was the regular season game. I don't know why it's so difficult to get a box.
20-17.
We were actually down 14-0 in that game.
Hmm. Yeah, really?
Yeah, we got down 14-0.
Yeah, Donovan ran 11 times for 107 yards.
Yeah.
21 of 39 for 248 and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
We need Jalen Hurts to have this kind of stat line on Sunday. I mean, seriously.
I mean.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. And he made some, he made some plays with his legs where he extended the plays. I forget the defensive end from Green Bay, Kabir Baha.
KGB.
Yeah, KGB.
Right.
Where he escaped him in a couple of sacks, some miraculous plays. And I remember he hit Pinkston in the corner of the end zone late in that game for a touchdown. We won it in overtime, right? Yeah, we won it in overtime.
Yep.
Yeah, we won it in overtime. Akers with the field goal.
Yeah. Akers with the field goal from 31 yards out. Good. Do we have, Jack, do we have the 4th and 26?
I did have a sack in that game on Brett Favre, though. I did.
He got him in the end.
I did.
I think that's where this came from.
Thank goodness for Ike Reese.
It's either that game or the Vikings game that you had to pick off Culpepper.
I think that was from the Vikings game.
Game. Yes, it was.
Well, it's a very versatile drop.
Yeah.
I mean every day.
Yeah, Ike Reese with
I had to play for Carlos Simmons, who got injured in our last game of the season, I believe.
Yeah, the Packers noticed, too.
A sack, a tackle for a loss.
How many yards did Najee Davenport have that day?
It wasn't all on me.
Najee Davenport was Amon Green was 25 for 156.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yeah, Najee
Davenport.
They
might have rushed about 200 apiece. I mean, 200 total, though.
Well, and then that scrub head coach said I didn't go for it on 4th and 2 or whatever.
Yeah, it was 4th and 1. It wasn't 4th. Yeah, it was like 4th and 1.
And I remember you saying, like, we wouldn't have stopped that.
No way we would have stopped it. Hadn't stopped them all day. There's no way we would have stopped them.
All right, play it, Jack.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell, short of a first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
There you go,
man. Yeah, that was a game. That was a game right there.
And then going, and that was the loss to the Panthers.
Yeah.
You say it all the time. You guys were really leaking oil at that point.
Yeah.
You were lucky to win that game.
We were lucky to win that Green Bay game. Well, we lost B. West the week before.
And when you don't have.
Who was our best offensive player?
Yeah, because now you have. Deuce was still.
Yes, all we had was Deuce.
So you had Deuce, and then you had the Pinkston and Thrash and Chad Lewis, probably.
And that was the Ricky Manning Jr. game.
Yeah. Pushing them around.
Yep. Mm. Well, that was the game that they had to go get. We had to go get T.O.
That was the T.O. game where he's like, yep, we got to get him.
Yep.
And it worked out for him. All right, before we get to the text line and finish up on the phones, here's Ike Reese.
Hey, the Birds are in the playoffs, and the AAA Eagles MVP membership is in full flight. Now, AAA is hooking some lucky Eagles MVP members up and getting them geared up for the playoffs in a big way. Now, if you're not already a member, then you should be. Just go to AAA.com/Eagles and check out all of the rewards and benefits of being an Eagles MVP member. On the road and in life, AAA is all about being prepared for anything. And now they are getting some lucky MVP members prepared and geared up for the playoffs. Check it out today at AAA.com/Eagles. And remember, go Birds!
Here you go. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
Taking the points, never heard of it. Nick from the NovaCare.
I'm an expert at football.
Oh, man. What's next?
Can Howie give Denver a call as a reference for JG before Brady picks apart the D? Then we can try to hire Brian Flores as DC. Tom from Vancouver.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Gannon's going to be the...
Why did you say Vancouver like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, battle, what is that? Vancouver.
Is he trying to do a Canadian accent?
I think so.
Is that how the Canadians say Vancouver?
I don't think so. Well, I guess he did grow up in Buffalo, so he knows Canada.
Yeah.
You might as well have a Canadian accent. Probably better than a Buffalo accent. All right, what's next?
Final score, Birds 31, Bucks 33, with a Derek Barnett strip sack and the Duke with 5 touchdowns. Go Birds! Billy from Devon.
Oh, the Duke?
Well, the score was wrong, too. He said Birds 30. What did he say?
No, I think 41-33, I think.
Oh, he said 41.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl score.
Oh, I said he said 31-33.
I thought he said 31 also.
That could have been a battle mistake, but it was written in as 41-33.
I think battle said 31.
Let's go to the tape. To the beginning of it. Go for it.
Final score, Birds 31.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah. Come on, battle.
I knew I heard the score wrong. I'm like 31-33. Okay.
Birds 31, Bucks 33.
Yeah, so they lose? So Derek Barnett gets a strip sack in a game they lost. Come on, battle. I know that you're not coming in studio anymore, and you're probably, you know.
I haven't seen him in like 2 weeks.
Horsing off at home. Come on, man. All right, what's next?
Is Maury's phone burning up with trade offers now that they're winning to put Tobias Harris in trade packages? Mark and Monco.
Yeah. Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
So then I saw something where Woj. Yeah, and believe me, I know that the football reporters need to put out rumor and innuendo. It helps, you know. We love this rumor and that rumor with free agency and the draft and everything else. And they do the same thing in the NBA. I know Windhorse is like they're talking about what could happen. But like Woj, I saw a tweet was saying that there's nothing going on the Ben Simmons trade front right now. Like, no movement at all with Ben Simmons in the trade.
I guess Woj got tired of them putting out tweets.
And then tomorrow it'll be all these teams are interested, so.
Woj is like, hold on, I'm the one who around here. I break news around here. You two, you know, with your podcast. Don't be around here trying to break news.
No, and I think he said something. Hold on, I'm going to pull up right here. I just was trying to find what the tweet was. He said there's no movement on a potential Ben Simmons trade and that the situation could linger until the 2022 draft.
I'm just riffing, baby.
But Tobias Harris is going to be right. Moved with Ben Simmons right. Just a couple hours before.
Yeah.
So make up your mind. What's next?
Andre Dillard is such a bust that no one even complains about him like J. John Rager. Tim in Marlton.
That's a fair point. I think it's because Mailata is so good, we just chosen to forget about Andre Dillard.
Right.
So it's not if we didn't have a left tackle, then Andre Dillard would be brought up more.
Right. If he had to play and he sucked.
Right.
Like part of the problem with Rager is he's out there having to play.
Yep.
J-Jaw at least doesn't play to where, and then the minute he does have to play, he's dropping touchdowns and, you know, and like.
Bad things happen.
Yeah, people react to that. Right. We weren't reacting to Jay. Like, the only time that the J-Jaw got a reaction to is when DK Metcalf has a great game. Then you get the reaction. Oh, can we trap today? It's going to – it may be worse than the safety that they –
Earl Thomas. Right.
Maybe worse than that before it's all said and done. Because Brandon recovered and had a huge play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and J-Jaw is nowhere near where Brandon Graham is as a player.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be in the NFL.
Just wait till the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, right. Oh, he can't play.
Oh, you're right. The broken finger.
He's on ninja reserve.
He's missing playoff games with the broken finger.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor J-Jaw. Feel bad for him. What's next?
There won't be a revenge game if you guys keep playing those drops. Doug calling Matt Burke to be his defensive coordinator in Jupiter.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
In Jupiter.
Is that where Matt Burke, is that in Jupiter, Florida?
No, Doug's there.
Oh, Doug's in Jupiter, Florida.
Is that where he is?
I think so.
Yeah. So Jupiter's pretty far south in the Florida map. Or is he in the planet Jupiter?
Mine. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
Because I thought I remembered that hearing that he was in South Florida. I guess Jupiter is pretty far south. All right. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, it's down. It's just north of West Palm Beach. So there you go. All right, Twitter question today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you're looking for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, shop the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area, marks-jewelers.com. Justin in Tennessee, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
How y'all doing?
What's up, J-Man?
Man, I just got off work, coming home, listening to you boys.
My man.
I was a hee-haw and listening to that top five at five. I sounded like that Elliott Shore Parks dropped that hee-haw. I'm telling you, man, that was a good stuff today. I enjoyed that one. Ike,
yes.
You are totally right on Carson. He sucked Sunday. He did.
Yep.
But, you know, I really hope those people up there realize, you know, what kind of offensive line he was playing with and you know, they really don't have a first-round pick to do anything with this year, but I think they've got some decent cap space. So hopefully they can make some moves and, you know, we'll see next year, especially when we go up there. But, I mean.
Yeah, they got to have him for one more year at least. So they are with him at least one more year.
And the thing, I don't know, maybe I'm just a homer because, in my opinion, we've been over this before. We don't get to that Super Bowl without him. And there's so many people just – it's like there's just so much disdain and hate for him. And, I mean, did he leave the way anybody – no, nobody liked the way he left and how it was conducted, but –
Shouldn't we be happy now that he left, right? Like, shouldn't we actually be like, he did us a favor, we get a first-round draft pick, he's not playing great, Jalen Hurts actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all of that. We don't have a Super Bowl, and yeah, we got a first-round and a third-round pick out of it. And yeah, we've got a decent-looking quarterback right now. We don't know if he's the future, but hey, he's worked out well thus far, and everybody's just holding such a grudge against him. And like I said, maybe it's just I don't have that venom in me, but we don't have a Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. I mean,
yeah, that's the Justin. You're right. If Nick Foles is your starting quarterback, you don't. What's your record after 13 weeks or whatever? You know, they're not the same team. I agree with you, man. It's we should be thankful for that year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great 2-3 years, and that 19 season, that was an awesome run that got, you know, unceremoniously killed by a dirty hit by Jadeveon Clowney. You know, I ain't saying they would have won it that year, but they could have won that game.
Well, you know what it is, Justin? It's almost as if people are mad that he's not still here.
Which is weird.
Which is weird about it because you would think they're happy that he's gone, but it's almost as if they're mad that he's there. They wish he was still here.
They wanted to be able to say, you're gone. We're trading you. We don't want you anymore, instead of the other way around, which is what it seems like it was. So, anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, that top 5 at 5 today was hilarious. I love that TK thing where Jack messed with him. I've got some pretty good stories where I've messed with guys I work with, but we ain't got time to get into all that. But anyway, guys, I've enjoyed the show today. Y'all keep doing your thing. I keep listening. Love you and mean it.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it. Angry Al. What's up, Angry Al?
Johnny Mark.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al?
What's up, Melly? Watch out for that Kyle Quinn guy. You got to do your job.
Aren't you mad at Kyle Quinn?
Yeah, but no, I'm not mad at it. I told Johnny I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. hey, am I allowed to be Eagles fan for one game?
Ike, what do you think?
I mean, you know me, Al, I think you're an Eagles fan anyway. So yeah, I'm sure you don't like Tom Brady. Is that what it is?
I don't like Tom Brady, and if they beat Tom Brady, then Dallas has a better chance of getting a second game in Dallas.
No, you can't.
It is. No. I didn't know that's what you were rooting for.
Yeah, okay. Well, you would have to win the first game to get a second game, Al, and that's not going to happen. So
okay, well, I know you think that's not going to happen, but I think it is, and so I need the Eagles to beat up on him. They got to touch him. Got to touch him. Got to make him uncomfortable. Washington football team beat him.
Good defensive line.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, and they beat him. Well, oh, yeah, you're right. They beat him this year. You're right.
They got to get hands on him. They got to touch him, and they can't let that big, slow-footed Gronk get off. Because if he gets off, the crowd goes crazy down there, and then he's really crazy. So he gets all excited.
Yeah,
and he'll have a crazy game. He put up 100 and some yards last game.
He did.
Yeah, Tom was dialing Al. We get a run, but thank you. Tom was dialing him up because it helped him reach $1 million incentive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice quarterback.
Nice quarterback.
Meanwhile, Antonio didn't get.
That's why Antonio was mad.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio riding with the king. Download iParkit for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkit Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotels, and dining. Download iParkit now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. Giglio with Howard. Giglio for the rest of the evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. And since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And with offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware. Or from home, live online video consultation. Start your journey, your new journey, this new year, by calling them now at 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to the website, njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days, up to 40 pounds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.